Haiti has struggled for centuries to free itself from foreign interference, but now, in an extraordinary move, a group of its top officials has asked the prime minister to seek the help of an armed international force to combat multiple crises and deepening chaos. The chaos is fueled by ongoing political instability in the wake of the still unsolved killing of a previous prime minister, and gangs have filled the void, taking over parts of the country and controlling access to vital resources, especially fuel. Gangs began blockading a fuel terminal as a protest against the prime minister's decision to cut fuel subsidies, and that's led to nationwide fuel and water shortages and the closing of multiple health centers, all amid a new cholera outbreak. Now, a call for outside help is a deeply sensitive issue in Haiti, but in recent testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee, it's one that our next guest says is unfortunate but necessary. Pamela White served as the U.S. ambassador to Haiti from 2012 to 2015, and she's with us now to tell us more. Ambassador White, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
You testified before the House Foreign Affairs Committee last month about the urgent need to help Haiti deal with spiraling violence and insecurity, and you said you didn't care if it was, quote, the U.S. Marines, U.N. troops, or former New York policemen, but the killing has to stop, unquote. Now, that's an incredible statement. What is the current situation in Haiti, and how did we get to this point?
What really happened was there was the election of Jovenel Moïse, and he was not a popular vote. I think he got something like, I don't know, 28% of the vote in the end. It was a runoff, et cetera, all quite questionable. And he was put in power and didn't really have much agency with the Haitian people and got less and less as time went on. And then last year in June, he was assassinated. The elected president was assassinated. To this day, we don't know exactly who did it, and there's question marks all over the place and fingers pointing every direction. And even when he was president, the unrest had started and the gang started taking power within the cities. And then after he was assassinated and Henri, the current prime minister, was sworn in, 2 weeks after he was assassinated, the gangs realized that Henri had even less political backing, if you will, than Moïse did. And of course, whenever there's a vacuum for power, often, especially in Haiti, bad gangs or groups fill in the gaps. And now that the gangs are controlling the supply of water, they're controlling the supply of fuel, which is not getting out. Everything is shut down. The schools have shut down. The hospitals have shut down mostly. The banks are now even shut down, which we've never, ever seen in the past. Transportation is almost non-existent. So we're in a total chaos situation right now.
What would a constructive intervention look like? And who has the authority to actually engage that? I mean, it would seem that that's what international bodies like the UN peacekeepers, that's what they're for. So what would a constructive engagement look like?
Yes, and a UN force of some sort would seem to be the answer, but the UN forces in Haiti, they're not liked. They brought cholera to Haiti. They raped Haitian women, left behind hundreds of babies, et cetera. So their reputation of a UN force in Haiti is not a good one. But I think given that and understanding that, we still can't say, well, so then there's no solution whatsoever. For me, at least in the interim, we have got to target humanitarian aid corridors, get enough armed personnel in Haiti so that they can open up the fuel, the water, the food, maybe 1,000 boots on the ground that goes immediately to open up these humanitarian corridors. And that's just the first step. So at least no more people are starving and dying, which is where we're at right now. But if we don't get some relief immediately, this is what's going to happen. Hundreds of thousands are going to either starve or die.
This is the difficult question, but it is the question that I think people listening to this conversation will ask. What is the U.S. interest here?
I wrote this about it in my statement, too. And you often will get the thing, well, if you don't do something about it, you're going to find 25,000 more Haitians on the doorstep of the United States of America. And that very well may be true. I mean, they have nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. Who wants to live in a society where you can't get food or water and cholera is spreading? But that's not really my reason. My reason is that we have had a long friendship sometimes, certainly relationship with Haiti. Many of us, I mean, many people have, you know, deep partnerships with Haitians, friendships with Haitians, relations with Haitians. And this is what we do. It's the right thing to do. When we see a country that is in this type of crisis, when we see hundreds of thousands of children starving, dying of hunger, when we see a country ravaged by cholera, we do something. We're the United States of America.
So the question I think that Americans would have is, armed forces, are you prepared to allow them to kill people in order to reestablish order? Are you prepared to allow Americans to be potentially killed in order to restore order?
I would never condone killing, more killing to stop the killing. Initially, the primary goal of the boots on the ground is not the primary goal is not to stop the gangs. But our first action has to be to get food, water, health care to these millions of Haitians that are suffering because of the total lack of governance.
What reaction did you get to your testimony?
From my friends in Haiti, I would say 99.9 is hooray, thank you, you're being brave, this is what we want, this is what we need. There are an occasional, well, what is the heck is she talking about? And the last thing we need is any kind of boots on the ground, but those reactions are few and far between.
Pamela White is a former ambassador to Haiti. We're talking about her testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee last month, which preceded a request by top officials in Haiti for armed international intervention to restore order, a request which came just a few days ago. Ambassador White, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.